Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Oh, Brad, your precious minivans are getting a...
Wait, the what? You mean the mini E-vans?
Yeah, that's what I mean, the minivan, because... Her name is not Minnie. Her name is Minnie.
That is Minnie's name. These are Minnie Van. So Minnie E Van. Anyway,
the price is increasing. And before you get all freaked out, it's like, it's almost not an increase at all. It's pretty minimal.
Well, okay. So yeah, that's what I thought was interesting. They went ahead and upped the price right about the same time that tickets increased in price, right? But then the price goes up for the airport, $5, right? Which $5 is not no money.
Well, yeah, but...
But it's $5 in the 150 to 855.
Yeah, like, and I understand in volume, I mean, this is meaningful. This, you know, if they make $100 more dollars per day from minivans, that's almost $500,000 more a year that they're making for, you know, something that most people aren't even going to think twice about going, oh, it's $5 more to get there. That's fine. Who cares? You know? But yeah, I thought that was kind of comical.
Yeah. Just like you said, it's not going to make any difference to somebody. And I feel the same way. If I was going to spend $150 to get a mini E van, if I was going to spend that, I would spend the 155, right? Because I had already committed to the 150. And then to Port Canaveral, which I guess, is that going to be like cruise ships?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Lots of Disney cruises disembark from Port Canaveral.
Take off, man. I need to go cruising. I've been missing out on some stuff. Last I heard, they just floated on the ocean.
No.
Now they can take off.
Yeah, now they have rocket engines.
Okay. Yeah, so that went up $9. But again, $240 to $249.
And that is a much longer trip out to Port Canaveral.
Oh, it definitely is. And that's, again, at the point where you're committing to spending $240, you're not like $249. Well, nope. That's where I draw the line.
I don't imagine that there's a lot of minivan trips that are coming from the airport to Walt Disney World or to Port Canaveral that are going to immediately pick someone up at Walt Disney World or Port Canaveral and bring them back to the airport. So this, I would think this is, for most times, a round trip for that car. Because they're going to go drop you off and then drive back, especially Port Canaveral, because you've got people coming back into port all at one time and people going and leaving all at one time. It's not as spread out as like just a trip to Walt Disney World when you have a ton of flights coming in all at the same time and leaving, or all at different times and leaving all at different times. I would think that this is, you know, the markup is kind of to get the car back to the airport, as well as, you know, just because it's Disney and charge more for stuff.
I was about to say, I think the markup is because, hey, we've got enough people using this. I bet they won't balk if we go up a couple bucks, and they're probably right. The other thing that I did think was nice was that they increased the time for the airport service. It used to end at 10 p.m. and now it's going to end at 11:59 p.m. Which, if you've ever gotten into MCO, like taking that late night flight, and you are just dog tired and all you want to do, like, if there was a time when I would be tempted to get a mini E-van and go to Disney, that is the time. Because all I want to do is get to my room and get to sleep, because I know I've got to go hit the parks early the next day. And then you get to the, you know, to the Magical Express.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, you know, there's like no line, but yet you still have to wait and wait and wait to get on a bus. And then you go get on the bus, and then you have to sit and wait and wait for them to go. And because it's so late, that bus might be making more stops than what you would normally expect. Because they've got to get so many people on, I guess, or, you know, and I think probably what it is it's a certain number of people or a certain amount of time sitting there with somebody on it before they're going to go.
Yeah.
So I'm sure in the grand scheme of things, it's not, but it feels so long when when you just want to get to your resort.
And there is something very nice about being driven in a car. It's much quieter. It's like more comfortable, especially if you're talking about late night. You know, it's nice to have a car. Claire and I took Uber from the San Francisco airport to downtown San Francisco, and it was really nice. So, I mean, I totally get why this service is attractive to people. Like, I think even more so than when it first came out. I get it. And I think, you know, if you and I were going to Disney together, then a minivan is $75, you know, because you and I would split it.
Yeah.
And at $75, that's a lot more reasonable to get to Disney World from the airport.
It wouldn't surprise me if there's some sort of like mini E van
carpool type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you could, how many people do they hold? Like five?
First, I don't know if they let anybody sit up front. Sometimes you can't sit in the front seat, but they have some Tahoes, and Tahoes, I believe, if they're equipped with it, have a third row, but I don't think the Equinox does not have a third row, so it would just be
six people.
Six?
Six
people. So they do have a third row. Boy, yep. That's going to be a tight third row. You wouldn't have any room for baggage or luggage. My car has a third row, and if you have the third row put up, the back of the backest seat is basically touching the lift gate. Like, there's just no room for anything back there.
I guess what? But even if you could split that like five ways, right? Then you're talking $31. If you told me it was $31 to get myself, you know. And yeah, that would have to be a trip I was taking without my wife, but $31 to get to Disney, and I didn't have to wait. I could just jump in a car and go. Heck yeah, let's go. Dude. Sign me up.
The more the merrier in that case. And I'm sure there are groups of people who try to coordinate getting a minivan for cheap.
And on the other side of things, we are talking ourselves into paying an extra charge on top of the Magical Express that we both know you already paid for that, right? Like, that's included.
Yeah.
That's definitely worked into the resort fee, or, you know, the cost of your resort or whatever, however you want to say that. It's free.
No such thing as free lunch.
Yeah, exactly. So, congratulations, Disney. You have made us so accustomed to being upcharged for everything that we're like, oh yeah, what's $75 for a one-way trip? I mean, in comparison to $150, that's great. It's mm-hmm. a deal.
That's the saving. Steal. It's a half.
But again, that late night, dude.
Yeah.
To just jump in the car and go, whew, it's tempting. Or you know what? It was tempting at $150, but at $155, I don't think so.
No way, Jose. So Disney also this week unveiled images of a Cinderella's castle, or excuse me, of a Cinderella castle makeover that they're going to do. And I got to say, this image of the castle and what it's going to look like when this restoration is done is excellent. I'm very much looking forward to this. It is beautiful.
Meanwhile, I gotta say, this look of this castle is...
You don't like it?
I'm really not a fan.
What don't you like about it?
I don't like the pink. I have nothing against pink as a color or anything like that. It just... Like, that is... That... All the castles are becoming the same. You know, they redid Disneyland last year, Sleeping Beauty, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be this color scheme. And Paris has this color scheme. And now Walt Disney World is going to have this color scheme. I liked the gray and blue. Like, I guess the gold isn't so bad.
I just love even the contrast of it. The really super dark, deep blue roof with the lighter, you know, kind of alabaster walls.
Yeah, I just... And then, like I said, that's a lot of gold, dude.
Yeah. I could take and leave the gold.
I get that it's the 50th and, you know, that's your golden anniversary or whatever and all that kind of stuff. That's a lot of gold.
That's kind of like chrome on a car to me. Like, I don't love it, but could, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. What I just gave you is my, like, I saw these pictures and this was my knee-jerk reaction to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was I don't really like that. And I gave you my reasons for not really like. But all of that said, I am going to wait and see what it actually looks like, right?
Yeah, this is just renders, obviously.
Yeah, and you know, and they could be totally dead on, but ultimately it's going to be what does it look like when it is when it's in three-dimensional space, I guess. When I'm actually there seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel then? And that's gonna mean a lot more. Or heck, will I even notice it? I don't know. You know, of course I will because I'm aware of it.
Right.
But is it going to be something that stands out, or is it just going to be okay? Well, that's Cinderella Castle.
Well, no, honestly, the most striking thing about this photo to me is that there's not a crane. There's not a crane.
Oh, you didn't see? They have another render of the side of the castle, and they're actually going to do the crane in gold too.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I mean, they're really blinging it up. You got to at this point. They did say apparently they're not going to scrim the castle for this. They're going to have I saw something that said something to the effect of there's going to be construction equipment around it. But that they would try to leave it uncovered and leave spots for photos to be taken.
Hmm.
Which is gonna be so like that's the transformation of the castle is going to be interesting to me.
Well, yeah, because we're gonna get to see it. Like you need to see the entire thing happen.
Yeah, but I'm interested because logistically, like how do you do this in a way that because you can't just do half of those turrets in dark blue, right? And then have the other half still be the light. Like, they have all the dark blue has got to go on at one time. All of the gold on at least a single level has got to go on at one time, or else it's going to be unbalanced, and it's going to be super obvious, and it's going to look ugly, I think.
Did they do, and this may be a silly question, but did they do all this construction at night?
Or will there be
people working on it during the day? That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know how that would. I don't know how you would make that happen. Because plus with the forced perspective and everything, I bet that would look really awkward. Because it would mess with your brain.
To see
a human. Yeah, yeah. On some of the, especially on some of the upper levels of the castle. So that's. Honestly, right now, more so than do I like this, do I hate this, that's the part that's interesting to me is how are they going to make this work in a way that just doesn't leave a really bad taste in some people's mouths? And then, you know, as you're changing the colors of the castle, like, are you going to do an entire side at a time?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether they do levels like you're saying or if they do perspectives. You know, if they finish one perspective and leave the other perspectives and then move on to another one. You know what I mean? Like they kind of do one side of the castle and then move to another side. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. The scrims are, you know, the cheater way to do it because then you just have basically a picture on some fabric and that's what people look at until you unveil it, and it kind of makes it dramatic when it's, you know, finally unveiled. So
yeah, but on the other hand, can you imagine like having, you know, saved up for years or whatever to finally get to go to Disney to find the castle is covered completely in scrims? Like that would be a bummer to me.
Well, yeah,
that would be a bummer to me if I went now, and I've been far too many times. And still, I want to be able to see the actual castle.
I don't have a photo in front of the castle where there's, like, I literally don't have a photo where there's no crane. And I don't see, I mean, I guess it's less of a bummer if it's a crane and not, you know, the castle's totally scrimmed. But I hate that I don't have a photo of Cinderella Castle without a crane in it. It seems like there's always something going on. There was a photo on Reddit I saw probably about a month ago, and it was somebody posted an image of them and their dad in the 80s or the 90s, like early 90s, late 80s at Walt Disney World in front of Cinderella Castle, and there's a crane. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen Cinderella Castle without a crane.
I'm telling you at this point, they should just go ahead and make the crane legitimately part of the castle.
It's Cinderella Crane.
I mean, that crane does have its own Twitter account, right?
So. It's like Fraser Crane. Cinderella Crane.
Maybe they could just like put a little Fraser like head on it and just really lean into that.
In fiction, is Fraser her brother, her dad, her son?
Her who? Her the castle?
No, Cinderella.
I don't know.
Is she who he's singing about in the Frasier theme song? Hey, baby, I hear the blues a-calling. Is that the blues from the roof of the castle?
See, you can't get rid of the blues, man. The blues are being talked about in the... Wow, we have gone off the rails on this one.
We have started recording too late.
Yes, and as a result, I now want to see someone like just redo a nice little 30-minute segment of Fraser replaced with the crane from the castle. And I do have photos from 2015 without a crane in
it. Ooh, nice.
But with a scrim to the left of the castle, which is probably where the crane was hidden at the
time. Yeah, it was just folded up.
Hey, that's still an improvement over having the crane just like hanging out there.
It's true. Quickly, I did, back when we were talking about the Regal Eagle Smokehouse opening, I really poo-pooed it. I believe I said that all of Walt Disney World is the American Adventure, and it's dumb to have a restaurant in the American Adventure.
Oh, yeah. You went hard at it at the
time. Yeah, and I kind of still feel like that, like... Making a big deal about American food in Epcot feels weird, but the restaurant is open. The barbecue selection looks pretty good. I'm still doubtful that they're going to be able to make like good Texas brisket and good St. Louis ribs and good like good barbecue from all these regions. I will concede though, it was brilliant to put the smoker outside. If they are actually using, which I believe that is the actual smoker for the restaurant, to put it outside in the middle of everything where you're going to be smelling smoked meats when you walk by. I mean, to me, there is no better draw to a restaurant than smelling brisket being cooked. So
see, that's exactly what I wondered. I was like,
to them.
Will it be legitimately the smoker, or will it be a smoker that, you know, they just put a bunch of wood in so that you can smell, you know, hickory, which is it's a wonderful smell, or some post oak, or, you know, your choice there. You know, to each their own. But like, is it legitimately being used, or is it just there for color, I guess? And I don't know. We'll see. But I'll let you be the one who dies on the hill of it's horrible until I actually go and try it. Now, if I try it and the barbecue is bad, then that's a whole other ball game.
I mean, just between you and me, it almost has to be bad, right?
Just between you and me, it's probably mediocre. I don't. I've had some bad barbecue, my friend. I've had some bad barbecue in my hometown in Texas.
I guess it depends on how many of their craft beers you get through before the food comes.
A lot of them. Because that's where all my mini Evan money is going to go.
Yeah.
Toward my craft beers.
Yeah. You look at all the savings. It's paying off already.
There you go.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcasting and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.